Oh, that's it.
Well, like, she is so kind of smug about the fact that she's the only one who hasn't missed an episode.
Yeah, we should put in her place and say,
well, I have not watched it yet. I am so excited for season two. I am waiting till I have, like, after tomorrow, I can have some time off of work. But I am so fucking pumped for season two. Well, there goes the party.
Oh, episode over.
Episode
no,
ended, guys.
No, says that's not allowed.
Yeah, no dogs.
Why? Because it's not Nova?
I love Nova. There's nothing against... Yeah, but Nova knows to keep quiet when I'm recording.
No, she doesn't.
Mala doesn't understand.
Especially not when I've just come home.
Oh, Mayan. So how was... What were you doing? Some winter festivities?
No, I just had family dinner. Normal family dinner.
Oh.
Nala, you're making more work for Matt, and that's not fair. Hush.
She doesn't care. She has no... No consideration for my efforts. Anyway,
true.
Steve, have you watched yet, or are you?
I have one episode left.
Oh, and what are your thoughts? Does it live up to the long awaited hype? Because it's been two years.
2 years. It's definitely living up to the hype.
All right, awesome. I mean,
is this now?
Witcher 2 or Witcher season
2.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it yet.
I am very excited to. I'm going to watch it this week. And it's going to be great. I hope. Anywho.
Steve, so it's just us three, huh?
I guess so. Everyone else, well, I mean, I don't know if you read the chat. Ant has COVID.
Yeah, I read that part. I hope he recovers quickly.
No, Ant's like, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I was...
Well,
I,
maybe if you read more than just your shitposting channel there, Steve.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it was terrifying because we recorded Drive to Ants last Wednesday, and he texted me on yesterday, and he's like, "Yo, I have COVID," and I was like,
"That's fun news to receive."
Right after I get on a plane and go visit my family, and have been not wearing a mask at home.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, I rushed out this morning waiting in line for 2 hours to get a COVID test.
Came back negative, I'm hoping.
Came back negative, yes, for at least the rapid one. It has it put a fire under my butt. I am getting the booster tomorrow. So,
that's supposed to be, what, 6 months after?
Yep, 6 months after your second dose.
Yep.
Okay, hang on. Because that's what I've been waiting for. I'm like... Yeah, August 5th, so I'm not there yet.
Fair. So you're still
September,
probably good.
October, November, December, January. Oh, so I'll probably have to get mine right before Katsu.
Nice. It'll be worth it, especially if you're going to a con. You definitely want to be vaccinated.
Sure. I'm still intending to wear my mask, which means one of the inside of my masks might end up like staying purple. If I decide to go with my Erebos cosplay.
Ooh. Not the god from Theros.
No. Sorry.
That's all right. It's fine.
I wanna sit on a panel now that you've like pointed out. You're like, that's a magic name. That's a magic word. That's a magic name. I'm like, I kinda wanna sit on a panel and just be like, so are you guys fans of Magic the Gathering? Just asking for a friend, kinda curious.
I mean, listen. It was I just pointed out what I knew, all right? That's all I did.
Well, no, I appreciate it. It was neat to hear those because I'm not deep into the magic lore. Mm. I only know what I know about the guilds because of our D&D campaign.
Correct.
And even then, I have to reference the notes that I took down about them. because my memory is awful, depending on the subject matter.
That's fair.
And I can't tell you the criteria for said subject matter because it seems to pick and choose of its own free will.
Well, that's very true. I lost my train of thought. I didn't know what I was talking about something, and now it's gone.
Witcher season 2, you are excited.
Yeah, so,
and has COVID.
Yeah. And has COVID, and I have, you know, I survived. I'm positive as, I mean, I took the rapid test, so I have to wait, I guess, till tomorrow for the
full result. To hear back from the, like, full test,
yeah. Mm-hmm, supposedly, but, I mean, anyway. Yeah, so that's all the news I had. That's the most interesting things that have happened to me. Steve, what about you? How's your week been?
It's pretty good. I had a deployment last week that was successful. It took quite a bit of work to get sorted out. I have, I think, one or two things left this week to kind of sort out. And then Thursday is a half day for my client. Friday I'm off. So I'm gonna enjoy that to the fullest.
Just very nice.
Do that. Yeah, Halo. I just really need the time.
Just Halo? Is that what you're going to do?
Do Halo, probably Parkasaurus.
Oh, yeah. Very important.
Possibly Hello Kitty Island Adventure.
Oh, wow. Going old school.
The ultimate game.
The legend continues.
Hello Maybe. Kitty. Yeah, listen. Ever since the expansion came out, right back in.
Maybe some Battletoads.
What about you, Crystal? What's going on?
Well, I've got my charity streams that I've been doing this month. Cool. There was the news that Kingdoms of Amalur is getting a re-release. I'm guessing. I haven't watched the trailer yet, but they're calling it Re-Reckoning, which sounds like a...
That's already out.
It's a launch trailer, sure. I don't fucking know.
No, they just, they for the first time ever, they did DLC that was long promised. And oh, okay. Re-Reckoning came out like a year ago. And then that was a remake of the original for like Xbox 360 and PS3.
Well, listen, it's now, all I know is that PS4 is just like, here's this trailer. Or PlayStation's like, here's this trailer for PS4. And I'm like, well, it keeps ending up on my recommended, so maybe I'll check it out. But also, more importantly, did you see the new trailer for Tiny Tina's
Of course
Wonderland?
I did. Of course I did. I don't. Will Arnett is the bad guy, which is going to be weird. I guess your partner is Andy Samberg. And the robot, is what's-her-face? Wanda Sykes.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, I'm
well, excited. That was the one that we watched from the Game Awards. Did you see the one that's released, or is it the same?
I think it's, let me see. Tiny Tina Wonderland.
Because the trailer that I currently have in my watch later that I haven't watched yet is called Welcome to Wonderland's number 2.
That could be the official story trailer, which was like a week ago.
That would track, because that's... I'm behind on my watch laters.
Let's go to news and see if there's anything interesting.
Let's go.
Now, you just really don't know how to settle whenever I have a headset on, do you?
Oh, yeah. This is, well, it's not really a trailer. It's like an explanation of two of the
different classes.
So the class changes are like you can do it anytime, which is cool. Because you don't have to like make separate characters anymore.
Yeah, no, that's very convenient so that you're not.
I mean, it's just like D&D. Although when you change characters mid-campaign, you cause your DM to have a, you know, hissy fit. They should, because they
write. Well, listen, my backup character is actually a warrior. So if Sirius ends up dead from the dice gods being cruel, then we have another tank.
Very good, very good. Well, welcome to Bingeworthy, everyone. This is going to be a nice, quiet, show.
And yeah, we don't have enough to do a vote, do we?
We do.
So do we?
Two's enough.
Oh, okay. What about, is Night Song not going to be able to make it?
No, Night is with her family, so Night is out.
Yes.
So it could be an opportunity where I might just take over the show and push through one of the shows that
ones that she's voted no on?
Well, first of all, I want to point this out, because last week she made this whole big stink about how, oh, all my shows have been binge-worthy. I was trying to be nice to her and try to be the gentleman and say, listen, I appreciate, you know, like, I'm going to try to be the bigger person here, and you poo-poo my favorite shows, but I'm still going to, and then she just, like, fucking ragged on the fact that, oh, all my shows are binge-worthy. I was being nice with Young Justice, and I think I'm just going to be really brutally honest from now on all my picks. Like, there's no going to be no human element in it anymore, because I was fucking bored that entire time. She picked the worst fucking episodes to pick, at least in my opinion.
Yeah, I know.
What you? No, I'm going to be honest. Well, please, Crystal.
Like, listen, if you find them two of the most boring episodes of the series, then obviously, like, opinion varies from person to person. Like I said during the episode, it wouldn't have been the episodes that I picked for the series.
That's fair.
But I would have to go back through the series to tell you which ones I would have picked.
Mm-hmm. So you're telling me she failed.
Well, no, she succeeded.
Well, no, I'm saying that she got through... Young Justice got through because Matt and I have seen it before in terms of our votes.
Yeah. And, you know, I was being nice, and now I'm not going to be nice because she was so fucking gloating about it. If I have a little bit of humbleness, we wouldn't be in this situation. But here's where we find ourselves. So, you know, I think we should use this opportunity to get through a show that we know is binge-worthy, that Knight will never like because she doesn't like sitcoms, evidently.
Which is funny, because you'd think it'd be me in my robot brain.
Yeah, but see, I think she gets bored and zones out. You at least can appreciate good writing. And I'm not saying she can't, but if she doesn't like, is not interested in the first 10 seconds, it's like, ooh, pretty bird. She's gone.
No, not birds. She doesn't like birds.
Okay. I don't know. You ruined the joke. I don't know why I'm surprised by this, but I was just trying to make a passing comment, and now we're dwelling on it. So I don't know.
You're welcome.
Because I think it's criminal, and I'm not even going to be like completely like just completely selfish and go back to Arrested. I think it is criminal that Parks and Rec, which is like far and away one of the most binge shows of all time, is not on our list. I mean, maybe that's just my opinion, but I don't know. Steve, you've been awfully quiet. What are your thoughts
on Parks and Rec?
Well, I mean, not just in Parks and Rec, but like, should we use this wear opportunity to like, you know, kind of like filibuster a show in like under the radar?
Yeah, we can.
Under the radar.
I claim the law of surprise and say...
careful about that. That's how Geralt ended up with a kid. Spoilers for anybody who hasn't read the book or played the game or watched season one.
Well, we'll see. I'm very excited for season two, just saying. And, you know, but like, well, does it live up to the hype the way that No Way Home lived up to the hype? Which it did. Spoilers.
It very much did, yes.
And everyone here has seen it, but I just want to make some spoilers for anyone listening out there. No Way Home ruled. And Andrew Garfield is now coming back as Spider-Man for like 3 movies. He's going to be the...
Oh, is that confirmed?
Well, I mean, it's rumored, but like... It's the same way that...
Is this going to be another case where poor Andrew Garfield's going to have to sit there and try to, for the sake of not spoiling things, be like, no, and lie to everybody for months on end?
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Because it's pretty much confirmed that he's going to be the Spider-Man in the SSU now, like the Sony universe. Like, he's going to fight Venom.
Okay, so he's going to be going against... what's his name? Tom Hardy's...
Yeah. Because, like, this is, like, especially because now that all of the press around him has, like, he was such a shit Spider-Man to, like, I want more Andrew Garfield. They just had to make him sympathetic and, like, hate himself. And everyone's like, no, you're the best. Don't. Stop.
Well, I think part of the problem with Holland's Spider-Man up to this point is that he didn't really get to stand alone as his own hero. He was always... Like, even in his own movies that were supposed to be about him, it was either dealing with ramifications of whatever Tony Stark did, or playing sidekick, arguably, in his own movies.
That's fair. Well, do you feel like Tom Holland was the sidekick to Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield in No Way Home?
No, I don't.
No.
Okay.
Not sidekick.
Fair.
I think part of the hype, especially from like anybody who saw like the Raimi trilogy and oh god, who was the other director?
M. DeBa to the rescue.
Is this pre-Nickelback or post-Nickelback?
This is post-Nickelback. Post-Nickelback. Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
2012 is way post-Nickelback. Mark Webb.
Mark Webb. And, there we go. Yeah. So I think any overshadow was more on the fan side.
That's fair.
Because of all the buildup of the rumors of, oh, well, rumors that then turned into a leak via one small theater. Which I do not envy said small theater. I think any overshadow was on, like, the fan side. Because everybody got so excited to see like all three of them on screen at once, and oh, we're going to see Andrew Garfield again. No, we're going to see Tobey Maguire again.
I mean, listen,
and then like seeing them, but when I feel like this one actually focused on Tom Holland's Peter.
That's very true. I think there is something to be said for like it was the worst kept secret. Like no one knew, but everyone knew. There would have been riots if they hadn't been in it. And, like, even, you know, Andrew and Toby were like, no. But, like, they said, like, it's like, they're absolutely. Like, we got way more than I expected. I thought it would be a cameo, but they were in the entire third act, which was awesome.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that, you know, people have been claiming that the CG hasn't been as good. It's like, they had to rush it at the end. And, you know, COVID. It's amazing it turned out as well as it did. And, you know, like.
Honestly,
there were wasn't some janky too bad. CG. There were
some janky ones, yeah. But like overall, like of all the shots that I expected or that I feared would have been jank from having to crunch and from COVID and this, that, and the third.
Yeah.
Things that I was expecting to be like extra jank were like the close-ups on Lizard and close-up on Sandman.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are the ones that need like finer detail because you're closer in and you can't necessarily hide everything in shadow or with clever lighting tricks.
Yeah. No, it's true. I mean, listen, I will forgive the movie for having the fall, even though the catch scene is so important, having them like the CG of the catch be a little weird. Also, the fact that they had to definitely like edit together some of those third acts because there was no way that all of them were on set together. Like, I mean, they were at one point or another because obviously the hug and all that stuff was real, but like there were certain scenes that's just like you're patching this shit together.
You comped him in for that.
Yeah, or like the scene even when they were in the living room when Andrew first appears, like he wasn't there with them. They never cut to the same, they're never in the same space. But anyway, This is a podcast about television shows, not Marvel movies. Although at this point, you know, six and one half dozen the other.
We can go on another tirade about how the Loki series was bad if we want.
Well, Hawkeye was incredible because after I caught up, I am like all in on Hawkeye.
Okay. And
especially now
I'm glad. I'm glad they're making up for. Well, maybe not making up for, but I'm glad they're balancing out their bad show with a good one.
Now that I know, like now that it's been confirmed that two of the Netflix series people are part of MCU canon.
Well, so actually, I did have that conversation with Knight off to the side on because she apparently, as far as she has heard, all of the Netflix Marvel series. Regardless of whether or not it was like Disney and Marvel MCU that made them, are confirmed canon, which would basically mean all the Defenders are confirmed canon.
Yeah, I mean, I can see it.
I only regret Danny Rand if they're bringing in Danny Rand and keeping that Danny Rand.
We've only had confirmation. Now the multiverse, it doesn't matter. But we've got confirmation about Matt Murdock. We got confirmation of Kingpin. Like, that's pretty great. And I'll take it.
Yeah.
So, anyhow. I don't care about anyone else. Maybe Jessica Jones would be cool, but that's another story.
Listen, I would not argue. I can't remember his name right now, but the guy that they have playing Luke Cage in the Netflix series, I'm not against the casting. Some of the episodes are, but all of the casting for the Luke Cage Netflix series.
As long as there's no Iron Fist, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
Iron Fist is cringe.
Mike Coulter was Luke Cage.
Thank you.
Yes. IMDb. It's
a good tool. I will also say, oh God, what's his name? Knowles, I think is his last name. The guy that plays Tobias.
I don't know.
In Luke Cage.
Crystal, I don't. I know you're trying your best, but I do not think it was the sound of a dog barking was anyone's name. I'm just saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I know you were pulling it.
No. I believe his last name is Knowles. Hang on, let me
plowed right on through.
Yep. That's what I do.
She's going to believe in yourself. What if Clifford wasn't a big red dog? What would he be? Just a big red dog?
No, he was a red, big red dog because he believed. So Ant's reason for not joining is he doesn't want to get any of us sick.
Oh, yeah.
That's not how that works, but okay.
That's very big of him.
No. 5G will do that. I know about
this. 5G can transfer COVID.
Yep.
You heard it here first.
Wake up, sheeple.
Oh my God. All right. So while she's...
I am mixing up my shows.
Okay.
I'm gonna... Tobias is fucking Black Lightning, not Luke Cage.
Mm.
Though the actor that played Cottonmouth did an excellent job. As far as Luke Cage goes. Anyways, how are we deciding who's presenting an episode?
Well, I don't know. I think we should keep this episode casual because we only have just enough for a vote. So maybe we should try to revisit a show and make it binge worthy. And I think we should all kind of buy in here and then we vote on it. Or at least have a dice roll of a show we think deserves to be binge worthy but wasn't. So let's go around. Steve, do you have any show that we've reviewed that was voted no that you that you want to see become binge worthy?
Give me a minute.
Take your time. Crystal, do you have a list? Or do you have something you're like, no, there's no way that's not binge worthy. It's bullshit.
Not that there's no way that it's not binge worthy that we've already reviewed. I would either bring back Cannon Busters now that we've got the new rules.
Okay.
Because I did promise you a mech bull car.
That's fair.
Or because I don't think that Knight's super comfortable with the property because gargoyles are kind of bat-like.
Oh.
Gargoyles.
All right. Gargoyles is a good one.
I'm offering up, not necessarily a revisit, but one I would swap. That would be... Prodigal Son.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that? I mean, I like Prodigal Son, but go ahead.
I think Prodigal Son's a cool show. I think it just needs some love.
All right. Well, let's do it. Hold on.
What about you, Matt?
I think I'm going to go Parks and Rec because I'm just ashamed that it's not on our list. And I just feel that, like, I'm just, like, so upset. And I want to bring it back as soon as possible, but I had to give a little time. And I know how to wait for a week that Knight wasn't here because she's not going to be like, no, this is good. She's just going to fall asleep again and eat her pizza and not pay attention and talk about Spider-Man.
Listen, not everybody's going to be like me in robot brain and be like, I'm going to remove myself and unbiased vote. I won't be binging it, but I can see why it would be.
Well, I am very appreciative that you can do that. All right, so let me get a piece of paper.
That sounded like horribly cocky. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. You can be cocky. Just don't like rub it in everyone's face. All my shows are binge worthy.
No, because when I was like, oh, I'm on a winning streak, the immediate next time that I came up, I it wasn't voted binge-worthy. So well. I've learned my lesson. Granted, I only had 3 in a row, but still.
Did you? That's still good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like, how many shows is actually Knight picked? Like, is it still, I think it's only 3 anyway.
Something like that. I haven't been keeping track. I'm gonna be honest. All right.
Well.
I'd have to go through the website and like check through the descriptions on who presented what. Or just re-listen to the episodes. I can always do that.
All right. Well, I guess we'll just randomly pick one of us to present something that they want to get on that list very badly. Like the top. I guess it's no different than a normal episode, but I think we should try for revisits or something that like we don't think would be approved by a whole cast. This is our sneaky episode.
Our sneaky sneak.
I guess we just rolled. Do you have a 3-sided dice? Crystal?
I have a D4. I don't have a D3. D3s even exist?
I mean, I'm sure they do. It's a triangle. You just pick whatever number's on top. It's like a pyramid.
No, that's what a D4 is. D4 is a pyramid.
I've had a D3. I definitely have a D3.
Anyway. Well, regardless, I can grab a dice set.
Go, yes. Grab a dice. Let's roll this and see what's going on tonight.
Come here, D4. You sharp, pointy bitch.
That was a misplaced drum roll because apparently nothing happened. Wait for it.
Go ahead. Steve.
Yay! All right, oh, Steve.
Hooray.
Okay, so you have to tell me why you're... So the show we're picking this week has to be something that you don't think the larger audience would approve of, but you think you can sneak by with a vote of 3 or less. So, or 3, being the minimum. What is your show? So you're picking Prodigal Son, or are you going to go with something that, like... Well, what are you going with and why?
All right. I am going to go... So I have the option. Either Prodigal Son, or I can do my pocket show.
Ooh.
Which is Link and Ryan.
I mean, I love that show. I think you told me to watch it, and it was very good. But yeah. So what would you – like, do you think that either of those shows would get approved by a larger audience? Like when we had Aunt Knight and Allie here. Who hasn't been here in weeks? I don't know. I hope she's okay.
I do. I
think she's dealing with, like, school stuff
and
whatnot.
Yeah, that's fair.
I do. I think it's a show that not a lot of people have watched.
Okay.
That is, most of them, I think it would fly under people's radar. And it's kind of like, it doesn't have all the drawbacks of, what was the one with Kevin Bacon that didn't really go that far? He's a serial killer. And it got really weird.
The movie Mindhunters?
No.
That's not going to be.
I was distracted by your shit post. What now?
What shit post?
I was trying to think of the.
The Following. It's not boring. Is the name of the show.
The Following. Yeah, like, it's not weird like The Following. It's better than, I think it's better than Hannibal.
Wow. Okay.
In my opinion, but I think it's very underrated. So.
All right. What is Knight? What do you have to say? What to say to that?
Ow, fuck my ass.
All right.
Listen, I'd say that's cheating, but at least I went back and listened to the episode where it was just me, Allie, and Knight, and we did kind of pick on you, so you know, it just kind of balances out.
You did pick on me.
I'll admit, mm-hmm. We did. Mm-hmm. I apologize.
You're not sorry at all. and to be fair, it was you and Knight who gave me these sound clips to put them on the board.
Oh, no, I'm fully aware. The best part for mine is that I don't know how many people will believe
that it's you. I mean, that's true.
Or anyone that's saying that that's me making that noise.
Well, it is. I can guarantee it is. It's been authenticated. All right, so
been authenticated. Why? Because you were able to go back and watch the clip.
Unless you had a pterodactyl in your room with you. I mean, which is more likely, Crystal?
That'd be a very, very sad pterodactyl if that were the case.
A double dactyl. Fuck yeah.
A double dactyl.
Fucking let go of me, you stupid scuba bastard.
That one's me. There's no denying that.
I had someone labeled let go on my soundboard, and I wanted to know what it was. I keep forgetting. All right, Steve. So what are we doing tonight?
Yes. Season 1, Episode 2, Annihilator.
Ooh, so where can I find this show? And we're watching Lincoln Line?
You can... No. I will do.
Oh, okay. It's on Netflix.
It's Amazon Prime, or I can give you my Plex login. It might be my Plex.
Well, it's got to be browser based, so I can.
Very, very specific.
Okay.
Tell you what, Steve. As the other anime person in here, or at least the other person that knows of anime in here, if you ever find a way to stream Moribito Guardian of the Spirit,
oh, it's on HBO Max. All right, that's easy.
Let me know.
Okay.
Oh,
because I would like to bring it to the show, but I don't know where to
fucking
watch it.
Can you put it in chat? I'll see if I can pull off my tracker.
Doo-doo.
Boop. All right, so
put into panelist discussion.
Let's see if this is.
Give us a rundown. What are we watching? What's it about? What? Why did you pick it? Except, like, what's going on here?
Yeah. So I'm gonna be up front. Particle Sun follows a ongoing storyline with Malcolm, who's the FBI profiler, and it has to deal with his father, who's a serial killer, and it plays off of each other very well. The pilot I thought was very strong, but. The second episode really kind of picks things up with Malcolm and his father. It doesn't really get too deep into it. It kind of just kind of introduces Malcolm more, which I think is the kind of shines through the show a little bit more when you look at this as like a whole. So I don't want to like face punch everybody and go like five episodes deep where there's all these other things going on with his father that leads to the larger storyline and different serial killers. So I want to start off here because it's a good middle ground. This episode has a few twists in it that you won't really kind of think coming in. I'm all about those twists and stuff like puzzles. And, I think it's a pretty good episode. I mean, you'll be hard pressed to find anything that isn't around an 8 rating on IMDb for the first season. All right.
So, one more question before we get going. Who do you think would not vote this binge worthy and why?
I think Meg would not vote
this binge worthy. Oh, really?
Because she isn't serial killers.
All right. I like the play. All right.
She told me personally, I think there would be collusion here, but I think she told me off the side that the murder of Captain Crunch threw her off the
Oh, as a side note, Kellogg's employees are on strike, so stop buying their shit for a little bit.
Today.
Not as far as I know. I know that Kellogg's apparently started taking like their Nala. Stop. Kellogg's apparently started taking their logo off of
Kellogg's workers ratified tentative labor contract. Happened 8 hours ago.
Ah, as of 8 hours ago. Okay.
So your protest is invalid.
But still. I mean, I can still just think that it's over-sugared and
that's fair.
Gross anyway.
Well, man, I'm a big pre-pills man.
Also, listen, Captain...
I did grow up where Pop-Tarts were effectively my breakfast before school because I didn't have time for anything else. However, I'll have to do that no more.
Is Cap'n Crunch even made by... No, it's Quaker Oats. There's nothing to do with Kellogg's.
No, no, no. No, I'm not saying Cap'n Crunch.
Well, listen, this became a, this became an assault.
He brought up Cap'n a cereal Crunch. And my brand went, oh, right. My brand. My brain went, oh, right, this cereal company.
Breaking news. Crystal is in the pocket of the Kellogg's people.
Oh, big, big cereal has her in her pocket. Has them in their pocket.
Me telling you not to buy their stuff
I'm
is
sorry,
me being
in
their pocket.
In the pocket
make
Mills.
It make sense. Listen, we're not sponsored by either, so I don't have to give a damn.
Listen, I'll shill egos all day.
Oh my god! All right, Crystal, do you know anything about Prodigal Son?
No, I don't think I do.
All right, great. So this will be your
didn't
first
sound
impression.
Familiar. So this will be your first
right,
impression.
Yeah. Without further ado, season one, episode two of Prodigal Son, Annihilate. That's what we're...
That's a catchy theme, right? For some reason, Crystal, you were stuck in like the same place for a second. I was like, oh my god.
No, I'm just able to sit still.
You've been
the robot
by Jeff
well,
Bezos.
You know, you keep claiming you're a robot, so.
No.
No, but it means you could be hacked by Bezos.
Doesn't mean that I'm built by Bezos or funded by him.
Anyway.
I don't know who to play.
Not by Bezos himself. Maybe by an underpaid programmer.
They're all underpaid programmers.
That happens to be on his payroll.
Prodigal Son. Crystal, what are your initial thoughts?
I can absolutely see why Steve might have concerns about
I don't think she'd be able to get past
voting
the
yes on
killer
this.
And like appreciate how good the writing is or how fantastic the acting is. Really? Okay.
I think she could. It just the thing is when something doesn't catch Knight's attention, sometimes it takes a couple of watches. So I think
no,
that
she's
she could.
A great writer. That's very true.
Because she is a good writer. So I think that she could appreciate it from a writing perspective.
That's
I
fair.
Think it would just take her a couple of tries to get into it.
No, and I totally
long enough
that.
To assess the writing
the
from
problem
her perspective.
However, that being said, I'm definitely in on the show. I like the show a lot. You know, I think it was on Fox, if I'm not right, right, Steve?
Yes.
This was on.
You are correct. It's a Fox. It's a Fox show, and I think Fox rehashed this whole show because of the failures of as of the Kevin Bacon show. And I think there's one other show that bombed that really got them in the high gear with their writing for this. It was the Sleepy Hollow show, because this takes certain elements of that Sleepy Hollow show and actually incorporates it to the larger plot. Although I'd say the writing on this is far better and it gets better.
The one thing I was looking up the show on IMDb to see who else was in it. And unfortunately, there was a news headline that kind of pissed me off. And I want to address this before we get into, you know, the specifics. Apparently, it got canceled after two seasons by Fox. According to, the article I read. However, this is again. It's end.
Also, according to IMDb,
it was canceled.
It lists 2021 as the end of its run.
But they knew it was coming, so they purposely left the ending on a cliffhanger to try to shop it around to get a season three. I don't know if that's a good idea or not.
I put it this way, even if it didn't get a season three, the cliffhanger ending is enough that if you watch the two seasons, that it does leave a little bit more closure. That said, I'm not saying I wouldn't want a season three, because I think it's a great show.
I am so sorry. I didn't know I was breaking this news to you. I thought this Yeah, I was just looking at the top on IMDb.
I thought this was something you knew.
No, just don't play Fortnite.
It will take me a fortnight to take
it the time. You take. It's one of my favorite conversations with Steve. This is one of our drives. We were talking about how President Biden must have an account. If he wanted to, he could have an account on Fortnite with unlimited V-Bucks. They're not going to fuck him. They're not going to fuck him for the president.
It's true. Crystal, you know this. Search in your soul.
He just keeps refilling it every month, whether he plays it or not.
The Treasury Department has an account.
No, I don't even think that's tinfoil hat. I think that's just real.
Oh boy, Steve's busting out the tinfoil hat now.
There's definitely.
No. Just think how critical is the national security at this very junction.
Okay, I don't know.
You think the Taliban taking over Afghanistan was an accident? They ran out of V-Bucks in their account because President Biden refused to give in.
So I did pull up the IMDb of this show because it was bothering me that the older guy looked familiar and I couldn't fucking place
him. I've definitely seen him before.
I don't know why I was so convinced that I've seen this man before. I mean, it is Lou Diamond Phillips, so I'm sure that I've seen pictures somewhere. But I do recognize his voice for sure because I've watched some of the things that he is voice acted in. And in the case of the one game where he was Forge, I played that game.
Yeah, Chris, you have to admit, he's an excellent actor.
He is an excellent actor. I just haven't seen anything that he is live action starred in. Hmm. Aside from maybe Young Guns. I don't remember if I ever saw Young Guns. But I also feel like it's something that I would remember if I saw.
Lou Diamond Phillips has like such an illustrious career. Oh, hey, he was in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah. I also don't know why it shocks me.
He does a great job.
The dad is a fantastic Michael Sheen actor.
What do you know Michael Sheen from? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah. Mainly just knowing the name. I'm going through his list now to see if I've seen anything.
Yeah, we also have Catherine Zeta-Jones in this show.
He's another one that I've seen stuff that he's voice acted in.
Have we seen her yet?
I think I passed.
Okay. All right.
She's in season two. That's why I also really like recommend this. You know, Michael Sheen, I didn't realize how many other movies he was in. He was in Midnight in Paris, which is also.
He's also in Saw.
Tron Legacy.
Great movie.
He was in 30 Rock.
True.
He was
Underworld Evolution and the League. I thought he was in the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. I was like, whoa, what a winner.
He is one of the poor, unfortunate souls that suffered through starring in any of
Frost
the Twilight
Nixon.
Series.
That was good. Ooh, wow. He was really good in that.
Yeah.
He does everything. He's great. Let's talk about the show. So it's really Hannibal Lecter-esque. Obviously, I think that's the comparison everyone drew, right? I'm sure.
Definitely felt like a Hannibal situation.
A murder investigation goes to a serial killer for help.
I want to make a very clear distinction.
I'm talking about the story and the movie. Which, you know, the Academy Award winning film, Silence of the Lambs, which is still incredible to this day. I think Hannibal Lecter, it's a good comparison, but it's almost like Hannibal Lecter if he had a family, because I see that it's a very interesting dynamic that, you know, not only that, that the mother is absolutely
getting away with
murder.
That it's his son that's the detective?
Like, in some way or form.
You know, that gets built up over the seasons, which is why I think this kind of gets included in that binge-worthy category, because there's a lot more that gets added to that nuance. And I'm not going to spoil anything. I'm just saying that there's more to that character. which is good.
It's fair enough. I'm just kind of curious overall if like, you know, I can understand some twists and turns or whatever, but she has better have a damn good explanation about if she knows for his hidden, quote unquote, hidden workshop. Seemed terribly okay with the fact that they drugged the son and, you know, all this other stuff, and was like, she's clearly hiding something. She's clearly a manipulative sociopath because she's like trying to trigger her son.
Well, I think there's,
like, there's just small. Yeah.
In the middle of a restaurant too. Like, that's just rude.
Well, you know, that builds too. Like, don't sell the show short on where it's going to build the characters. Because that's one of the strongest points of the show. So every character.
Listen, I'm just saying, it's gaslighting as fuck. Trying to trigger somebody.
But that's why it makes it interesting.
I'm very upset. I'm very concerned that I'm not going to be satisfied with any of the answers. And that is one of the other things that, you know, horror, this is kind of genre of like this serial killer type stuff. If they leave loose ends or open, like, I haven't seen the new season of Dexter. I'm waiting until it's all done.
I've heard
it's gotten way better. I'm withholding judgment because this week is going to be Witcher before I even begin to tackle either Prodigal Son or, you know, I just got through Succession, okay? And that ending blew my mind. So, like, we have. I'm excited that Crystal's going to watch Succession.
No spoilers.
I have so much I want to talk to you about that show. Like, but anyway, we'll say any spoilers, but fucking season 3 was just like incredible. Anywho, like, I got to get through that. Then I'm going to Prodigal Son, and then I can start thinking about like getting to, I can't even remember the show we were starting this conversation about. Because I'm going to do Prodigal Son like order, but there was something else you brought up that I need to watch. Oh, the new Dexter, right? So that was this whole. So I'm gonna watch the new Dexter at some point, but I want to.
Don't wish the evil of the Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime on anybody, Steve.
Well, Matt knows his heart of the cards is in.
No, Matt knows that he has been introduced to anime tangentially.
Yeah,
the likes of which of One Piece, where there is the gun fruit.
No, no.
And the dog fruit.
Furiously typing, which means a meme is incoming.
And.
No, his ship posting's been updated.
That, I mean, yes, he does have some things, which the one.
Why?
I don't appreciate being called out like that on the sleep one. Thanks.
Do you feel personally identified in that post? And,
I'm in this picture and I don't like it.
The next one's pretty great too. They're all really.
I never got to have those little sword toothpicks.
Pizza table.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
no. That and the pizza.
You never got a pizza table, like the little thing they put in the center of a pizza box to stop it from collapsing.
Not to myself. Like I know what you're talking about. I never got it as like a toy.
What's my pizza doing with it? Yeah, of course.
I did have one of those Newton balls as a kid.
Oh yeah, those things rolled.
The little balls that like could expand and contract.
Do you like my OG? No, do you like my OG too?
All the memes. You're a meme game. Jeez. Is on point.
Or was it Newton Ball? What was the name of those?
I mean, it's fine. The show's about tangents.
Okay, are we getting too off topic?
We could.
I mean, aren't we here for the tangents?
Oh god!
I was saying, I've been following
the
live
tweet and move that to. Okay, we'll have a short extended episode. Yeah, the Dark Hours of Binge-Worthy.
After Hours, the Dark Hours podcast? The Dank Hours?
I'm sorry, that's apparently really, like, it's just called Expandable Plastic Ball.
Before we had fidget spinners.
It was very easy to fidget with.
So, All right, let's go through this real quick. Hey, Crystal, Prodigal Son, binge-worthy, why or why not? Okay.
Yes. Good writing. Excellent acting. Yep. There were a couple of shots where I questioned choices of cinematography, but I was not on the crew, so...
It was golden hour. They were just like, fuck it, keep it.
What the fuck does my opinion matter on it? Well, we don't have time to color correct to try to take out the sun glare. Just go. I think it's a very interesting premise.
Yeah.
And I do want to see more. I want to know what the fuck's up with gaslighting mom. I want at some point for gaslighty serial killer fuckface dad to get a punch to the jaw. I don't want anything to happen to her.
Grabbing the phone.
We'll see if she was in on it too, but I doubt it because she looks about.
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, yeah, but that's like sibling conniving.
Oh, there's something deeper there. Steve just gave a little bit of a spoiler.
But yeah, that was you'll see kind of ooh. But like I don't know if she's in on it because she looks about the same age as him. But that could have just been like in terms of like grabbing actors that fit into a very rough age range. All right.
I'm going to just say yes, so I don't know. More or less the same thing.
But regardless, I vote yes.
Said, I want to know more. I definitely need to know where these stories go. I'm interested where the characters develop, how it's set up. And I think like that's really the essence of what this binge-worthy. I think we've gotten away from that, and we're just kind of giving yeses to everything that like, oh, we like this, or it's a good show. I think like the essence of like a binge-worthy show is like, I want to know more. I want to keep watching. And I really felt that with this, so I'm gonna go. Yeah, this is definitely binge worthy. So, yeah, that's all I'll say. Way to go, Steve!
Hey, hooray!
Steve's like, yeah.
I don't think you guys will be disappointed by the writing of this shit because it improves.
Okay, all right.
Step by step, not season by season. And I think that you'll find the TV show.
Steve sounds like he's almost trying to sound like fucking Mike Sheen over here. Like he's just trying to fucking creep us out, but also intrigue us. I'm a little.
Yeah, like an advent calendar.
No, I've got an advent calendar I need to get rid of.
Oh no.
So if anybody wants Funko Mini Pops, I guess. Marvel themed. I don't remember why I picked them up.
Oh, yeah, I should do like a thing for binge worthy, but I'll just give you some.
Binge worthy.
Some.
Oh.
Wait, it didn't work. Stupid soundboard failing me. I guess so, because it's not doing any of these.
You ran out of bandwidth.
No, it's still recording.
We haven't hit the limit yet, have we?
Not even close.
Go back to preview, see if it works. Go live. Yeah, it's so delayed now. It's not even going to work.
Do, 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 do,
just broke our soundboard.
Well, comedic timing, Matt.
I'm so sorry.
There we go. I had some cheering.
Hey.
Well done, sir. Well done. It's Pushy to prove. That's all that matters.
Pushy.
All
right.
That's all you get.
Crystal, final thoughts before we sign off. All right, Knight, final thoughts.
Ow, fuck my ass.
I got nothing.
Good thoughts, Knight. Good thoughts. Once again, the dare education paid off in the long run. I like to see that.
You know what? Fine. If that's the sound clip we're ending on,
good night, everybody.
Aftercare is important in the bedroom. Yeah.